ZLK KB2H access. For ZLK KB2H access. KB2H access. Mobile.
4HKX, KQ4 Yankee Charlie India.
HKX, hey Bill.
KO4HKX, KQ4 Yankee Charlie India.
HKX, hey Bill. 4HKX, hello Bill.
I can't hit this repeater this time of day. This is on the man pack.
I've seen the pictures of it. It looks pretty good. I like the little battery tray at the bottom of the rails there. 4HKX.
2H access.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm heading home. Yay.
Maybe Bill will come back in there in a minute.
We'll leave enough of a pause for him to jump in there. Yeah, I got the gentleman in Punkhamtown running.
I'm sure he'll be glad of that.
Oh yeah, he's happy. But anyway, I just wanted to get a yell over to Shane, but he didn't come back to me.
I'm backing up to the dock to unload the trailer. And if you're still around, come on in here. But I'm getting ready to pull in a driveway, so I'm going to jump to an 8 here in just a second.
Patrick, we'll talk at you later. KO4HKX, KB2HXS, and the group, I guess, if Bill is still in there. I'll be listening out.
HKX, can you hear me, Dave?
Yep.
Over my crossband repeat at the house.
You're a lot cleaner than the mobile.
A lot of power lines and stuff like that, it interfere with it.
Damn side of the hill.
It is for sure.
Q4LOO mobile.
That's Cal, right? I can't remember for sure.
I didn't copy, please repeat.
X is this Tal?
Patrick, yes, this is Tal. How are you?
In a while, and we got another guy here, Dave, KB2HXS.
Dave, I just want to stop in for a quick second. I was thinking about upgrading to like a mobile. What's the max you can do? Was it 100 watts?
They're maxed out around 50 watts, but there are some that are 25 watts or less.
I appreciate that. Is that just what comes from the factory, or is that just what's allowed?
Dave might know of a more high-powered radio.
I can't talk. I run an ICOM 7000 in my car, and it's a 50-watt radio, and it does me just fine. You don't need much more than that mobile on VHF, UHF now. If you're going to do HF, you know, you can do whatever you want. There's no really restrictions. Just whatever the peak power is. Or is it 1,500 watts, I think it is, Patrick?
Multiple bands that are limited.
And I'm really not looking to spend a whole lot of money, maybe $300 or so dollars. What would you recommend in that price range?
I'd get the 2730 dual band mobile. Was that ICOM or Yaesu? I can't remember, Patrick.
I was going to say that or the 5100.
2730 or 5100 ICOM?
Do 2980R, I believe it is. It's an 80-watt radio, but it is only 2 meter.
I would prefer a dual band if I could.
I think the 2730 would be your best bet. You know, you can, it's got a removable head, and you can remove the head any way you want.
A $300 range or so?
Yeah, I don't think it's much more than that.
Way, it's just got a bigger screen on it.
They're both in that price range, correct?
Were, but with today's times, who knows?
Appreciate it, fellas. I'm going to be standing by KQ4LOO. Thank you very much, guys.
and don't be a stranger. Yeah, jump in. I run a little bit older radios, these i7000s. It's an all-band, all-mode mobile. 100 watts on HF and 50 on 2 meter 440. And, I mean, yeah, they're a little bit pricey, yeah, but they're great radios. You can still get the separation cables for them and everything, but when you get ready, it's a good, solid radio. And be careful about buying used, please.
Appreciate it. Appreciate the info. So those are brand new prices, correct?
See if I have this. I can't quote that. You might want to go on hamradio.com and look at Ham Radio Outlet. There's a store down near Atlanta. They ship pretty quick to this area. Usually when I order antennas or order anything, I usually get it within 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, I might be interested in doing that very shortly. I'm still, believe it or not, I'm still using this little bow thing, and it seems to be putting out pretty well for what it is.
Okay. But, yeah, give Ham Radio Outlet a call down there in Atlanta, or get online, and, you know, it'll bring up the webpage, and you can, you know, kind of search through there what you're looking for.
Appreciate it, guys. I would be up here more often, but I think, I know Patrick's aware of this, but my schedule is like crazy. I work for a company that makes all the BMW, Volvo, and all the other major auto manufacturers and truck manufacturer parts, body parts. So we stay pretty busy a lot, so that's why y'all don't hear me much. I probably monitor more than anything, but most times I'm just trying to unwind after the day's over like I am now. That's the reason I'm going to just be monitoring.
Just let us know you're still out there.
Time to time, say hello, jump in, you know, bust Dave's chops like Patrick does.
Will do. I appreciate it, guys. KQ4LOO. I'll be standing by monitoring.
Head it there, Patrick.
Strength. It's hard.
Between you, Steve, Shane, and whoever else pops in, yeah.
Our part to keep you in line.
I'm trying.
I heard Cliff, he gave you a hard time too.
I don't remember. Yeah, that's okay.
So, pass along that you needed to slow down.
Oh, yes, he did say that. Oh, we had a good laugh over that one. My wife even laughed.
With Cliff today.
Yeah, they're getting, I think they're leaving Sunday to go down to the coast, and they'll be gone for a week, and that's perfect. That part will come in, and I'll take care of that.
He's got his hands full right now.
Oh, I know. I understand. Trust me.
It's a lunch day, just so you can take a break and get away from it for a minute.
I try and help everybody out.
I appreciate it. I know everybody might not say it, but... we do, and that's the reason we like to give you a hard time.
Oh, that's okay. You don't need a reason to give me a hard time. Just go for it. I know I opened the door up. Go ahead.
I would agree with that. We don't need a reason. Just do it. Go ahead.
Yeah, she's not in the car currently, so she's not hearing me.
You out by yourself?
Yeah, she wants to go on them cruises. She better let me go do some work.
Not that cruise bug, huh?
Well, she's funny. She joined on Facebook. There's a Facebook page for celebrity cruises now. So somebody posted that they have post-cruise depression, PCD.
That's the worst part about coming back from a vacation or something like that is the letdown.
For me, so much. It's you know, when you spend 7 days on a boat like that, and, you know, you got 3 out of the 4 days, you know, you're on the water. And on a celebrity cruise, there's not a whole lot to do. So, I get a little bored at times. So, you know, when Friday rolls around, you just want to get back to port and go home, you know. I'm done, you know, that kind of thing.
Imagine, and I don't want to say, because this I know there's the bad side of this, the adult cruises, and we'll leave it at that. I'm not going any further with it, but I don't want to go on those. I would rather go on the ones with the grown-ups and without all the kids running around, but that way it can be a little more enjoyable, but I don't want to be with the other group either.
No. The Carnival cruises are the ones with all the kids because they have all the fun stuff to do, the tube rides and, you know, all the stuff designed for the kids, and they got, you know, all the clubs and everything on the boat, where the Celebrity Cruise lines is kind of a step up when it comes, like you say, you know, it's more of an adult-based cruise. You know, you don't have all the clubbing going on. You don't have all the kids running around underfoot, you know. So, yeah, we like the Celebrity Cruise. A little more relaxing.
HKX. I've never been on any of them, so I can't speak from experience if I would like the cruise or not. But I know I don't want to be around to a boatload of screaming kids.
You don't want to go on a Carnival cruise. That's the party barge.
But there's a cruise out there for pretty much anything. I mean, any kind of mindset or group that you want. Because I've looked into it a little bit. So, I mean, there's cruises out there that'll fit whatever.
Yeah, believe me, you'll find something to do. Now, our next cruise is December. And it's the Christmas cruise. They decorate the ship for Christmas. And it's on Carnival, and I understand it's supposed to be a pretty nice thing. I'll be bringing my camera gear.
I would like to go up to the one around Alaska and up in that way.
Now, that was a nice time. We did that back in July. You got to go. I think they only offer that cruise a couple of months a year, and I think July was kind of at the tail end of it, coming into August a little bit, because it starts getting cold up there.
I imagine so, because you can't go when it's frozen over.
We may do it again. I don't know yet. The only downside to that is having to fly out to Washington State with the time change. You know, you're already 3 hours behind East Coast time. Then when you go up the coast, I think you drop back another 2 hours. So, you know, you got two more time changes while you're on the boat.
That will mess with you, too, those time changes, if you're traveling. Unless you're going to stay a little while, and then you get used to it, and then when you come back, it messes you up.
Yeah, a little jet lag. You just make sure you get your naps in.
I mean, at your age, you got to have your daily nap. You can't have too much fun at one time.
Amnesia.
Geritol.
And a glass and clean them up.
That's all right. I hit that 50 mark next year. Or next month, I mean.
50 yet?
Hi.
Oh, heck, I thought you were... Oh, okay.
Well,
I turned 62 last Monday.
Happy birthday. No, I turned 50 next month.
Oh, why did I think you were in your 50s already? All right, my bad. I apologize.
So why I give you a hard time? I mean, you're calling me old, but before my time.
Well, that's what happens. The memory goes, and I don't know what the next thing is after that.
Knees, shoulders, elbows, hips. Where do you want to start?
You missed the joke.
And I was trying to keep it clean for the radio.
I wasn't going dirty. I was just saying, you know, the first sign of senility is your memory going, and the second one I can't remember.
That one.
Yeah, we could go down a dark path on these jokes. Let's not. KB2HX has mobile.
What was you out doing today?
I went down to Pelzer, fixed the unit, came back up to Greenville, did a service, and I came up here to Pumpkin Town up here, fixed another unit for a guy. Another ham operator. Yes.
I cannot remember John's call sign right now. CL something at the end of it, but I cannot remember the prefix.
He was called a couple of times. I have it in my phone. W4 something CL, I don't remember. JCL, I don't know.
Listening, cringing right now that I can't remember his call sign because we've talked quite a few times.
He's not even 50 yet.
Deal with people like you that talk too fast.
Yeah, okay. The Highway 11 here, I just turned at, what is that, I forget the name of the holler back there. I made that turn and stayed on 11. So I've got about 30 minutes or so to go to get to the house.
There were 276 and 11 split.
Yes, yes, that's correct.
25, or are you going to go in the back way?
Back way, I go down 101.
I usually come out in the tool truck on Thursday when I was parking there on 11.
25 this time of the day is probably run to a little bit of traffic, you know, more than I really want to. I'll just get down, I take 101 down and I meander through Taylor's a little bit and pick up 14.
That's the way I normally go to.
It's not too bad. And heck, I'm doing the speed limit plus on 11, so I'm okay. I'm okay with that.
Not a bad ride. 101's a little tight on the tool truck in spots, but it's not too bad.
Oh, yeah, 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 that's right. Yeah, you gotta kind of, you gotta suck it in at points like, whoa, look out.
For sure. But it, like I said, it don't last too long. And I have found a couple little other short ways through there that you don't stay on 101 the whole time.
Oh, okay. You have to teach me those.
Too bad. I mean, you can cut across the Fuse Bridge Road there and come out over on 40, because it's between 14 and 101, and then up above Tom, so I don't know exactly where you live, so I don't know where you need to cut across.
Oh, sometimes I cut across Jordan Road, or is it Skyland Road, I think it is, something like that, I'll cut across there.
You turn right there at the four-way stop at the college, the second four-way stop at the college. You can go down there and cut across, and that'll bring you down on 290 right by Sandy Flat.
Yeah, I don't need to go down to 290.
There, if you stop by, or turn left off, I can't remember the name of the road. I think it's the other end of Fuse Bridge Road, there by the little convenience store. You take a left off there, it'll bring you out over that way.
The Fuse Bridge comes up to 14 right there by Skyline Drive.
Back over to the, what is it? Is it not 414, but I can't remember. I'd have to pull a map out and look at it. I know where I'm going, but I can't remember the name of the road right now.
No problem. Not a problem. Yeah, I'm just taking my time here. I got no rush. The wife's going to have some dinner made when I get home. She's a good woman.
So that'll be, blackmail next time she's in the car with you.
And also, I don't know if I left the radio on at the home or not.
I'm sure if you had, your phone would be ringing.
Yeah, okay. I'm driving right now. I can't talk.
That. Well, Dave, I'm going to jump off here. I got some things I got to get ready for in the morning and this evening, so. Good to talk to you. You have a safe trip on in, and maybe we'll talk tomorrow or next day, because I'll make a drive down and back tomorrow.
All right, Patrick, have a good evening, my friend. KO4HKX, KB2HXS. Yeah, we'll catch up for you tomorrow. I got to run down to Piedmont in the morning, so see ya.
HKX, 73.